What do you call the stage which is between self-pity and ego? Okay. It is not that automatically if I have neither self-pity nor ego, I'll automatically have humility. It is not necessarily like that. But basically, we all go through different degrees in this if the consciousness is like a pendulum. Sometimes it goes towards the direction of how good I am, how great I am, how clever I am. And sometimes it goes to how foolish I am, how stupid I am, how this I am. It all goes through different directions. So, this is just the way we are. And it actually works that way. It's not necessarily wrong in the sense that it's not something which can be absolutely avoided. You know, if we do something good, naturally we may feel that, okay, I have done something good, I'm good. If we do something bad, we may feel that I'm bad. Those are feelings which will come. So again, what will keep us focused is our fixity of purpose. If we are focused on our purpose of serving Krishna, then sometimes I may feel also, I am so good. But then I'll start noticing that if I'm too caught in my own self-glorification, then I'm not able to serve Krishna. Then if that purposefulness will help us to come to the balance from whichever direction we might go in the extreme. So that purposeful state of wanting to serve Krishna, that is humility. So we could say the balanced state between self-pity and ego, we could say it is humility. But primarily, that is not cultivated by simply avoiding this and avoiding that. That is cultivated primarily by focusing on Krishna and trying to serve Krishna.
Car is blocking.
Okay. So there is a car blocking the gate. It is number 9765 SUV. So, whoever car it is, can you please remove that? I had a memory card, I forgot to remove that. See, there is a box or a pouch, it might be there. Okay. I forgot to get it.
We'll check in the box.